Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, who comes out on top? Who gets the best of this situation if the Raiders do end up playing in Oakland next year?
Well, that remains to be seen. A lot of people would say the city of Oakland, but it depends on the lease. Let's roll the tape just back a little bit. I know that the Raiders are upset about Oakland filing suit against them in the NFL, but let's also remember the Raiders file suit against everybody all the time anyway. A lot of this has to do with the terms of the lease that they had worked out for the final year of playing in Oakland. And for once, they were actually going to be paying Oakland and Alameda County and the taxpayers some dough for playing there. The past deal basically was in favor of the Raiders, where the Coliseum wound up picking up all the game day costs. And the Raiders weren't happy about that. They weren't happy about paying that extra money. So they started looking elsewhere after the suit was filed. And in the Bay Area, I know we hear talk of London and San Diego, it boils down to Levi's, the Coliseum, or Oracle, as it's now called, the Giants ballpark in San Francisco. And they did approach the Giants, and the Giants were open to the idea of it. Knock off a couple of exhibition games that might conflict with baseball, and they were saying, yeah, that could be an idea. And then Oakland City Council President Rebecca Kaplan got on the phone and started calling up some of the supervisors in San Francisco and saying, hey, let's show some unity here. Let's not, you know, let the Raiders just, you know, move over to your side. You've already taken the Warriors. And the supervisors then started raising issues, too, about what impacts Raiders games would have on the South of Market neighborhood. And so that's where we stand right now.
Just a few seconds, Phil, but that leaves the Giants kind of in the middle. They'd like to do the deal. They'd like to put the money in the bank, I assume. And yet they're going to get political pressure from, now it sounds like, both sides of the Bay.
Yeah, and, you know, this if they did play in San Francisco City would make money off it, too, about $2 million in ticket and parking taxes. But, you know, there's more to this than just making money. And, like I said, it's going back and forth. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf would just assume that would like to see them play in San Francisco as opposed to, say, San Diego. She'd like to see at least the Raider Nation get one final season in the Bay Area. So it looks like it could be come down to the Oakland Coliseum or Levi. And I'm not sure that Jed York and the 49ers are going to give away a free year at the stadium either.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.